The opinions of Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman don't reflect the views of Gal Media. Parental discretion is advised. KFNC Mont Belvieu, Houston, a Gal Media station.
My friends are degenerates, but I never change them. Liars, cheats, and hypocrites, not the type for saving.
This is a Veritex Community Bank Roadshow, live from 5 Under Golf Center in Beaumont. This is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 92.5.
Presented by Saturday Showtime Pay-Per-View featuring Gervonta Tank Davis fighting Leo Santa Cruz. Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
On The Blitz, hour number two. 713-780-ESPN is your number.
Aaron, what's the grade on happy hour? How do we do remotely for our first try?
For being a remote happy hour, I'm going to give us a solid B+.
Yay! Okay.
See, I will give us on site an A+.
What could we improve on?
I think we just need to find a way better to sync up so we're communicating all on the same time length.
Because
you guys are watching Twitch on a delay.
Yeah.
So we need to get designated iPads so we can FaceTime the entire time with each other so we're on constant.
Also, I think Trey's got a girlfriend here.
Yeah.
Yep. I think she's thirsty.
Here's the thing about D.
She's thirsty.
D in her younger years, she would make out with strangers.
She still can.
And she made out with Jong.
What? Yeah.
Jong is now a married man.
Does his wife know?
No, this was before she existed.
Yeah, she wasn't born yet.
Before she existed.
Jong's wife hadn't been born yet.
Yeah,
okay.
But Deanna used to, she was good for making out with someone at a remote. She would party.
And that's you, Trey.
Trey, it's now your turn.
You've graduated.
You have accepted that torch.
Yeah.
And I'll just say, D.
Is Trey the same age as your kids? He's older than your kids. Okay,
so they could be the dad.
So it's perfectly okay.
But D was one of our original like five listeners.
That's right.
In the very beginning,
yep.
When it was me
Trey's
and Matt
face
Dean
is so red.
And it was D. It was Donna. It was Ray Ray, and that was about it. Nobody else listened to the show. So,
and then I got here, and then we became very famous.
Very very famous.
Very famous.
We've done okay.
We've been all right.
But we actually. I know you don't believe this, but Matt and I actually did beat the crap out of Jim Rome several months in a row before you arrived.
Okay.
But you may not believe this, but Josh Ennis used to beat the crap out of everyone.
I remember those days.
Yeah.
Now look at
me. In the good old days of 2002.
Does anybody have an iPhone charger? Mine's dying.
I do. I
got you.
Here.
I got one right here.
I got a portable battery.
Here.
Aaron, do you have an iPhone charger? I need one.
I do. You know what? You can just use my my charging
cord. Josh. No, Josh.
This is fancy.
He's got the fancy
one. It's not plugged to anything.
Well, plug the USB into the battery.
And then plug
Tyler the other end into your phone.
If we're going to keep this going.
Tyler's very wealthy. He has
actually,
tools like
the most impressive thing about Josh is he put up numbers with Rich Lord.
Boom.
Well, you made Rich Lord very uncomfortable when he came to visit. Josh brought him in that day, and then you and Rich had like this awkward energy going on.
No, I have no problem with Rich.
I don't dislike Rich, but I don't know Rich, and so I don't like him.
Is it because you don't like anybody on? You know, but you like everybody.
I like everybody, but I don't know it.
See, I don't like anybody on radio that doesn't work with me.
But AJ, if I can't drink with you,
You know who you'd hate.
I got no
I'll
love
tell
for
you who you would hate. Then his name is Adam Clanton.
What about Joel Blank? You don't drink with Joel Blank.
You know, and I like Joel, but I don't love Joel like I love the rest of you guys.
Well, nobody drinks with Joel Blank because Joel Blank doesn't.
That's right.
Right, I don't trust people who don't
Have
drink.
You ever had a drink with Charles Polillo?
I've offered to. He wasn't interested. So, again, don't really.
I've seen Joel drink once.
No, we had a good...
I saw Joel drink once, too, in Dallas.
Yeah, we had a good time in Dallas. We all connected. It was great. But it's
when
not,
was that?
Oh, God. A year and a half ago when AJ took us to the gay bar? Yeah.
It was for a fight.
AJ does like the hog.
No, we went to a gay bar on Fred's recommendation.
Nick and Fred's recommendation.
Nick and Fred. And then here's the deal.
I don't think
Fred realized we were at a gay bar until late in the game because he had a tiny Hispanic man
like basically standing between his knees talking to him the whole time. And Fred, when he's drunk, is very friendly.
I'm very friendly all the time. And I'm more friendly when I'm drunk.
And this guy was like way in his space. Like, so if you sit with your legs open, your knees create a line that shouldn't be crossed.
A triangle, yeah.
Yeah, it's like it's a safety triangle.
It's an invisible line.
This guy was inside the triangle talking to Fred, and Fred was drunk enough that he didn't really think anything of it until later when I told him.
Yeah, like, later on when we figured out it was
that guy was really, really indie. That tiny, tiny Hispanic man was hoping that you were going to be his bear.
I was probably drunk enough.
I don't think you're a bear, by the way. No, you're not hairy, are you?
I'm just, no, but I
probably. Dr. Linville made sure. Dr. Linville did all his whole body.
I took hair from the back of my head and put it on my chest.
On my chest, my armpits, everything.
I am a bear. I am 100%.
I got to be honest, though, I would have snapped that little guy in half. So
you would have rocked his world.
It's a good thing that
you
would have
shown
happen. Him. No, but I mean, all we did, Nick and I, we were at the hotel. They're closing.
Nick is a twink.
Red might be a power.
I see hairy. Are you Egyptians hairy?
No, Nick's not hairy, but I don't think Nick's small enough.
That's very racist to call an Egyptian a twink.
Fred might be a power bottom.
No, there's not. See, me, I am a bear. You might be an otter.
An otter.
I kind of think of myself as more of a, like a moose.
That's not a thing. I know gay community.
I'm making it a thing. I'm a moose.
I'm also a bear.
Let me tell you something. You know,
although Josh is a grizzly and I'm like a black bear.
That's very racist also.
I'm probably also a bear.
He's a bear.
I grow the beard out.
He's a bear. But he's smaller.
He's a bear, too. He's like a grizzly. You're like a grizzly.
Yeah, you're a bear.
Yeah, we're all bears.
You're like a polar bear, though.
You're unique. A polar bear.
Or a koala bear.
Or like Justin Turner.
I don't know any redheaded
or
polar
a red
bears.
Panda. You're a red panda bear.
That's a good one. Like the chick that throws plates on her head on the unicycle?
You're just like her.
Yeah.
Yeah, because pandas won't breed, so there you go.
My guess is the Rockets will no longer be able to afford having her for halftime anymore, so.
I think her rates have gone down, honestly.
You know what the best halftime show ever is?
She keeps dropping plates.
Yeah, she's not as good as she used to be.
I don't want to. I know your audience hates me, and that's okay, but.
The audience doesn't hate you.
They do.
No, wait.
They hate my ass. But no. It's fine. But let me tell you a story about the best halftime show
in
history.
Five people.
The best halftime show in history is called Quick Change. And Quick Change is when the dude dances with his lady and they change outfits somehow. Best halftime show ever.
Did you ever watch America's Got Talent?
I've seen it, yeah.
I used to like it. I don't like it anymore.
I watched the season that Stern was on.
I did that,
and
too.
And then I realized it's an awful show, and he's pretty terrible, too.
I don't like when singers come on that show because there's enough singing shows already. I want to see some other stuff.
You know what?
And Quick Change is one of the things I like.
Have you seen that show called No Covers that's coming out, like Lizzie Hale's?
Nope.
There's a guy.
And you know Lizzie Hale is like my celebrity crush, right?
This guy,
who is
Tosin,
Lizzie Hale?
Tosin Abasi.
Hailstorm, lead singer. Most amazing bleeping voice ever.
And that's what you're into?
Yes. If you can sing, you can be 400 pounds and I'm into you.
No, you're not. You're a liar.
She's not 400 pounds.
You're a liar.
She's
you're a liar, Fred.
No, I'm not a liar. If you can sing.
Susan Boyle can sing.
Yes, I would hit that.
What about William Hung? He can also sing.
Probably. But
Freddie Mercury could sing.
Definitely.
Okay.
All right. Fred's in.
With a rubber, though, right?
2020 Nancy Wilson.
You know what?
Wilson. Sorry, Ann Wilson. Nancy's the thin one.
No, Nancy, yes.
What about Carney?
But
Carney.
Yeah, Carney, you forgot about Carney.
Oh, Wilson Phillips.
Wasn't Carney in Playboy?
She lost a bunch of weight. Yeah,
and then she did Playboy before, but she used to be real.
I don't think those were real
big,
great
big fat.
Was she a great big fat person? Was she a great big fat person?
Yeah, and then she got the suction, and then she did Playboy. I'm pretty sure.
And then she got fat again.
Maybe
fast.
The lap band.
It doesn't matter. Both. Yes.
You what?
Maybe she got lap band instead of suction.
No, because she got real fat again.
She got fat again.
Yeah, she's not in great shape.
No, but she.
I still would.
Kudos to her though. Like, hey, I'm going to lose a bunch of weight. Do Playboy, and then get fat again.
Hey, Fred's inclusive. He said he would.
I definitely would.
Fred likes a big girl.
I like all shapes and sizes, man. I like variety.
That's the spice
of
life.
You know what? Like, my
like that, like that small Mexican man that was inside your private triangle.
Yeah, well, okay.
Fred's primary qualification
but
is
like my
alive.
Perfect night is like Calista Flockhart.
Oh, no!
What?
No!
And then somebody really hot like Scarlett Joe. And then
and
then Skeletor to
no.
yeah. wrap it all
Bald
up.
Natalie Portman
and Macaulay Culkin or
and
what?
Like, then the Wilson sistersI like variety.
You like
Callista Flockhart's so gross.
I know, but I would just because, you know, why not?
She's built like a 12-year-old boy. That's why not.
Fred wants to nail Ally McBeal. You're nasty.
Yeah. I know. Hey, you know what? Harrison Ford's been nailing that for years.
That's true.
And so who's worse? Him who's actually doing it who just said
I'll be honest. I don't think Harrison Ford signed a prenup or he'd be out of there already.
I think so.
That's another one I think I could snap in half.
Harrison Ford, Han Solo?
Both of well, Harrison
Han Solo
and
Callista. Would
Billy
top
D. You. Williams?
Han Solo would be top on you, Fred. And he'd call you Chewbacca the whole time. And he'd make you make the noise. Go ahead and make it.
Make it.
Yeah, see, you guys do it better than I do. I thought we were doing a serious show.
No, we're not, Fred.
Good. I'm glad because what the hell is there to talk about? Oh, let's break down Deshaun Watson on the bye week. Has he improved?
Let me tell you something, brother.
That
goes
is what
out there.
Show would do.
He goes
show.
Out there and throws that hog, brother, and that's all you need to know. He grabs the hog and he throws it, brother.
Wait, Clint. Let me tell you about his numbers. And by the way, this should
does
be my
it the
show.
Hog or does he call it that pig?
He throws that pig skin,
no,
brother.
This should be my show. My name is Show. You're just a failed Cowboy quarterback.
Does he do a good show?
Let me tell
that's
you something, show, brother.
On,
you got fired in Kansas City, bro, and you failed your way up to Houston. Yeah, you might be in a better position financially than Josh Ennis, bro, but guess what? You ain't the Baytown badass.
Listen, they don't pay me, okay? I get $8 an hour.
He gets gift cards to
and
the,
I, all
the
I
Texans
do.
Online shop.
Oh, so he gets a normal producer wage.
I live off of Twin Peaks gift cards, brother.
And free Papa John's cards.
I just want to take Little Show and Mrs. Show and build their Twitter so I can make some money. Mrs. Show will wear
by
lower,
the way,
she will wear.
I want to say this, though. Whatever we think of Show.
We don't think much.
Whatever you think of Show as a broadcaster, he is 100% an upgrade from Kamla Juice.
Oh, Kamla Juice.
Kamla Juice.
He was, I think he's the worst broadcaster who's ever worked in Houston.
There was a guy at 1560 early on.
What was his name? Go ahead and say it.
I want to say Brian Straw or something like that.
Brian's a good guy.
Oh, no, Brian Straw. Brian's good.
Brian's
he's
a good
people.
Guy. Brian's a good guy. I'm not going to let you do that.
No.
Brian
no.
was a friend of mine. You
he
will not.
Be.
Is he a better broadcaster than Kamla?
Yes. Kamla's yeah. awful.
Did no, Kamla have an audience in Atlanta?
No. He absolutely not. He got fired.
He got fired for failing to connect with his audience. Which, by the way, he tried so hard to connect with his audience in Atlanta that he
said
like an urban
us.
Guy. He was like, yo, it's me, Kamla Juice. He's the whitest white guy ever.
Which
and he tried
out.
To like do this urban bit that just never worked.
Time out. He shouldn't have ever gone by Kamla Juice. He should have gone by Kamla Toe.
Waka waka.
No, that's Kamala Harris. Stop.
But there aren't that many cool people.
Hey, we don't say that name in Beaumont, Fred.
Oh, sorry.
You know who's
yeah,
a Beaumont?
Don't want to lose listeners.
You know who's a Beaumont guy?
You're a liberal.
Is my guy.
I didn't say anything positive.
You know her name.
I have a Joe in the host
Most
shirt.
Most people just call her that woman.
Do you have a Weekend at Biden shirt?
I do not.
Who's here
one?
In Houston?
I need one of those.
Kamala and Biden.
You know who used to be here in Beaumont is my man, Fred Davis. Fred Davis.
Oh, yeah,
good
no,
dude.
I love Fred Davis.
Fred's a good dude.
Actually, Fred and Henry
Shout
Thomas
out Freddy
both
D.
great guys.
Fred's a
what
good dude.
What it do, baby?
He's a good guy, and I
and
like
actually,
him a lot.
It funny, it's funny. Henry's name came up last night. We were at steak night, and it's like, dude, I got to invite Henry to steak night because, you know, he's so much fun and a smart guy. And
Fred,
just,
but Fred's a
Fred
good
too.
Dude. Not everybody
are.
Can be a dope like the guys, the rest of the guys.
Fred
on
who
610.
Worked at the Beaumont Enterprise.
Yeah, Fred's a stud. Fred's yeah. a good dude.
And what's buddy. Crazy about him being so great is most guys named Fred just suck.
Fred Krueger?
Right.
Jerk. Fred Thompson?
Jerk.
Fred
Flintstone?
He's good.
White Peter?
Jr. From the
he's not Fred a, you don't know that. You don't know that.
Wait a minute. Fred Mercury?
Died of AIDS.
Yeah, but he didn't suck. Well, I mean, he did.
Yeah, he did.
Waka waka.
Yeah, he did.
Fred Savage?
Fred Savage?
How sad is it that you're talking about all Fred suck and yet I carry your ass? That's pretty bad.
By the way, I work for free. It's the Blitz.
Yeah, go ahead. Take us to break. We'll be right back.
So put your best face on. Everybody pretend you know this song. Everybody come hang. Let's go out with a bang.
Bang, bang, bang.
Here we go.
So put your best face on. Everybody
You're listening to The Blitz.
Hey, guys. Sports to you.
On ESPN 97.5.
Sports to you.
Hey guys, it's AJ Hoffman. It's fall and we could all use a little awesome. Well, our friends at Bespoke Post has brand new seasonal box of awesome collections for guys, guaranteed to upgrade your life. From style and grooming goods to barware, cooking tools, and outdoor gear, Box of Awesome has collections for every part of your life. Bespoke Post only sends guys the best stuff every month. No matter what you're into, Box of Awesome has you covered. Who wouldn't want awesome stuff sent to them every month, right? It's like Christmas on your doorstep. Whether it's gear to upgrade your autumn craft beers or cozy threads for when the temperature dips, no matter what you're into, Box of Awesome has you covered. To get started, take the quiz at boxofawesome.com. Your answers will help them to pick the right Box of Awesome for you. They release new boxes every month across a ton of different categories. It's free to sign up, and you can skip a month or cancel anytime. Each box costs only $45, but has over $70 worth of gear inside. Get 20% off your first monthly box when you sign up at boxofawesome.com and enter the code BLITZ at checkout. That's boxofawesome.com, promo code BLITZ for 20% off your first box.
You're listening to a Veritex Community Bank Roadshow, live from 5 Under Golf Center in Beaumont. This is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 92.5.
Presented by Saturday Showtime Pay-Per-View featuring Gervonta Tank Davis fighting Leo Santa Cruz. Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we're back. And guys, if you're planning your next company party for Christmas or any other time of year, birthday parties or just a friendly get-together.
Ramadan. Yep.
Degenerate Tuesday.
Yep. Thanksgiving. That's where Santa comes,
or,
right? Degenerate Tuesday.
Yeah, or Murder Thursday. Either one of them.
That's the podcast that you listen to, yep. Right? You're going to have that guy on next week.
No, we had him on this
we
week.
We had him on this
I
week.
Got Murder Tuesday host on Thursday.
Well, they fully cater events with affordable drink and gaming packages that everyone will enjoy, from the kids to the grandparents. Contact their event department at events@500golf.com or call direct 409-232-0205 today to book your next event. So if you're a serial killer and you want to get together with a bunch of other serial killers, it's a great place to do
Who's
it.
Who's your
the
favorite
The Halloween party
killer?
Tonight or tomorrow Mine? Or a Saturday.
Hey, AJ, I don't mean to interrupt your show, but...
Tomorrow is Saturday.
Who's your favorite serial killer of all time?
I'm probably a Ted Bundy guy.
I think that's too easy.
Yeah.
Who's yours,
Ed
Josh?
Gein's pretty good.
Who's yours?
My favorite serial killer of all time? I'm going with a John Wayne Gacy.
Okay.
Yeah, also kind of a cheesy choice.
Yeah, there's no deep cuts. I don't know who the deep cuts are. I'm not like a total
what
psycho.
What about you, Fred?
He's going to know a deep cut.
I like a guy who kills ladies, not boys. Yeah. It's weird if you like
no,
guys who kill
I
little
agree with
boys.
That. No, Hitler's my favorite.
I don't know if Hitler, like Hitler's like Manson. He like directed a lot of killing, but I don't know if he did any himself.
Doesn't matter, serial killer.
He did nothing himself.
Yeah, no, Manson didn't. It was the cowboy guy who did the real work for him. So I'll take him. How's that?
Okay.
Trey's got Green River Killer.
Okay, good. That's a good one.
I would go.
He killed hookers.
No,
which
no,
is
no.
Like, yeah.
I want the Russian guy. I want
the guy from that movie.
Yes,
Chikatilo.
Andre Chikatilo.
Yeah. Andre
what about the Zodiac? What about
this big deal?
He was a wuss.
Zodiac. What about the?
What about
son of
Ed
Sam?
Gein?
Ed Gein.
Ed Gein's like the OG.
Mudvayne wrote a song about Ed Gein. That's how cool he
is. Legit.
Andre Chikatilo.
I'm going Ed Gein. He's my favorite.
He's my favorite. You can't take
that dude. Whacked like 40.
That's our co-favorite.
Okay, all right.
Guys, can you grow up for a second?
No, we can't.
Tell people what's going on tomorrow. $30 per person for 6 guests. $175 the full cost tomorrow. You get a bottle of Western Sun vodka, bottle of champagne, or a bucket of domestic beer, and three appetizers, party favors, and unlimited fountain drinks tomorrow. Or you can go big. They've got a $34 package, a $50 package, a $54 package, which that one balls out, comes with a three-course meal.
Well, that's $54 per person.
Per person, yeah.
Yeah.
So, guys,
I just want to make sure they're not, like, showing up like, nope. There's $54 and we got 17 people.
Yep, so come on out. Halloween, 21 and up, of course, and it'd be a great time out here at 5 Under Golf. Now, I'll tell you this, the ladies of Beaumont are all over me right now because I can hit the ball out of the ballpark.
Yes, but you don't hit it straight. You hit it over the
No, I hit the second one over the back wall.
Why would the ladies like you if you can hit balls?
Because it shows that I'm big and strong.
Oh, I'm just
saying. Where'd you hit the ball, Fred?
I hit one on the house.
Uh-huh.
Not six, though, I will say that. And then the rest of them were just kind of...
Yeah, because you're elderly and weak now.
Well, yeah.
You're no longer in your prime. I'm in my prime, and they can smell my wolf must.
Fred, so, how was yours not Dean Corll?
The candy man?
Yeah. No, that was local and funny, everything. Like, your dad probably covered it.
He did. But I was too young. I barely remember.
But that was also gay stuff. That's like he like tied up little like young boys in his house on a spinny death wheel.
So, a couple things to address. One texter mad at me for the Hitler joke because they're Jewish. My kids are Jewish. All right. So,
I mean, I
made a joke.
You said he was a serial killer. That's not exactly complimentary.
No, I wasn't.
Why are you supporting Hitler, bro?
Yeah, why are you backing him?
You're not denouncing him?
And somebody else was really mad at me yesterday for repeating the Borat joke.
Which one?
Where chop him up like the Saudis do.
By the way, Jilly was telling me, and I didn't know this, but Jilly confirmed this through the internet, that where the people get their info. That scene where he goes into the synagogue in the new one, all fake.
It's all bull.
Well, it's all bull.
And then the lady
died.
The lady died.
Yeah.
She knew that she was in on the bit, and then her family tried to sue after she died.
They're also a-holes.
Yeah, they said that she wasn't in on the bit.
She was.
Yeah.
The thing is, this whole movie, everybody was in on everything.
No.
I agree. I think they're all in on it.
The grandma wasn't. The old black lady wasn't.
Did you see the story about the black lady? She got a
GoFundMe.
Yeah, look how much money she's gotten for bitching about that.
Josh just puts his tweets directly on Jilly's breast.
Bits for bits.
Sets them up just for that reason.
Bits for bits.
Like, hey, check them out. Woo!
How many people are watching that?
157.
Good for them.
Yeah, they're
more than a 97 car.
So how much is that per breast?
That is 87 per breast.
No, it's an odd number. It's got to be a half in there.
Our Twitchers on ESPN just dropped five.
My
breasts are pretty big, too. But
mine are much better than yours, a-hole.
I mean, they are. But
yes. Here, take that.
Sweet bazookas.
No, but this dude was mad at me for repeating that joke. It's like, that's totally racist.
Stop.
All I'm doing is quoting the song from friggin' Borat 2. Chop them up like the Saudis do.
I have a lot of questions about Borat 2. First of all, you and I agree that the way they set up Giuliani was BS, right?
Yeah. It's not as big of a deal as they made it sound on the internet.
They set him up, and it's bogus.
That one picture looks way worse.
It does, but it was all bogus.
Yeah, I agree.
Don't get me wrong.
I think
he's a creepy dude.
Yes, but I think there were some people in there that were not in on it, like the lady that made the Jew cake.
Yeah.
And she's like, she doesn't know she's in on it.
No.
Right? Or the doctor with the baby, he doesn't know he's in on it.
The two guys who wrote the song, I don't think they knew either.
Giuliani's a creepy.
Great song, though.
He's a creepy dude, but he did nothing criminal in that.
No.
No.
And by the way, she was trying to set him up for the bit in the movie.
Which, by the way, we all knew before the movie that Giuliani was a creepy dude. Like, it's not like the movie gave us anything.
She was hot in the movie.
She was hot. Well,
I liked her
not early in the movie.
I liked her better when she came out of the cage and the woman has to see her hair. I liked that. I liked her much better than
her
blood moon dance.
That's not for me. I don't like the blood moon dance.
I'm not being serious about that either before you start saying, oh, Fred likes Chewbacca.
Yeah. It was the
female Chewbacca
is that again the movie. Like, I'm not some hardcore Republican at all, by the way, but I watched the movie, and in the movie, there's a lot of good stuff in it, like the scene with the black lady involved in those scenes. She sued, right?
We just talked about
that. But there was a lot of funny stuff, like that when they brought the baby into the she ate the plastic baby. That was funny.
Oh yeah, that was funny.
There's a lot of funny stuff.
I'm like, sorry, but the song at the rally was hilarious.
It was
to me.
Great. I question
if
legit.
I were there, I would have been chanting along with
it. I question how legit that is, though. I question how legit that scene was.
Okay, so on the other side of this break, we're going to have Adrian Yanez.
Who's that?
He's making his UFC debut this weekend.
Kickboxer.
He is from Houston, Texas. And I know a lot of the guys who come up in the Houston fighting scene, and they all want to get on the show. And I tell them all the same thing. You can come on the show when you get to the UFC.
Well, the thing is, Clint ain't talking to no UFC fighters.
No, he's not.
This is the place where they go.
That's right.
This is called a safe space.
So, show will talk to them if they will come on.
So Adrian Yanez makes his UFC debut this weekend. He asked long ago to come on the show. He's coming on the show today. So I'm excited to have him. We'll talk to him on the other side of this break. Fred's going to tell you where you can bet on him, though.
You can bet on him right now at mybookie.ag.
Yes, you can.
You can bet on tonight's college football.
Are you betting tonight?
I don't have anything tonight. I got a bunch tomorrow.
Do you like LSU minus -2?
I actually like LSU.
LSU's winning big tomorrow, big dog.
Auburn is kind of a phony. And
they should be
LSU has a quarterback now. So, yes, I like LSU. I like Michigan tomorrow.
Against Michigan State?
Yes. Whatever the number is, all about Michigan.
Dude, Michigan's favored by like 20.
Last week, Cincinnati was my biggest bet of the year against SMU. I love them again against Memphis.
Yeah.
And you can bet them all on MyBookie. And the cool thing about MyBookie is I actually can cash out when I win.
Yeah.
Most of these websites.
How long does it take?
They're the fastest of anybody I know, within a couple days.
I never win, so I don't know.
No, but you have your money back in your account within a couple days. And easy deposits and withdrawals. You want to play parlays. You want to play live betting, which is always fun. MyBookie has you covered. Join today. They're going to match your first deposit 100%. Just enter promo code radio when signing up. That's promo code radio, mybookie.ag. You bet, you win, they pay. My bleeping bookie.
Break it up and dismantle. Light it up like a candle. Just because I can't stand you. Put my on tapes like you busting grapes. Think you holding weight and you haven't met the apes. Stop. Drop. Shut them down.
Of research and innovation.
Innovation Map is the new voice of innovation in Houston.
Pretty cool, huh, Morty?
Covering startups, tech, energy, health, social impact, and more. Visit innovationmap.com today.
Do it now! Do it! Do it! Do it now!
This is a Veritex Community Bank Roadshow, live from 500 Golf Center in Beaumont. This is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 92.5.
Presented by Saturday Showtime Pay-Per-View featuring Gervonta Tank Davis fighting Leo Santa Cruz. Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we're back on The Blitz. And, A.J., you've always said.
We got my dude on here?
Do we have him?
All yeah, because right.
You've always said when you make it to the UFC, you come on the show.
That's right. And we got the next guy from Houston on the in the UFC tomorrow night. Adrian Yanez joins us on the program. Adrian, how you doing, bud? Aaron, I can't hear Adrian.
Oh,
there we go. Adrian, what's up, man?
Oh, what's up, man? How y'all doing? Y'all doing good?
Doing well, brother. Adrian's a guy that I've been seeing fight since like 2011, I think, is the first time I saw you fight as an amateur. So I've been watching you for a long time. I mean, was there times before recently that you thought, okay, this is it. This is the fight that's going to get me into the UFC. And then you didn't happen. Like, obviously, it's finally happening for you. When did you think that this was going to happen? When's the first time you really believed, okay, I'm headed to the UFC?
Right. Honestly, it was really after a loss. Like, after my loss to Miles John, I knew how close I was. Like, I saw how close I was, and I just knew I wasn't far. So after that, I just had to go on a good win streak. And then after that, like, I fought three times, and then I actually got my Dana White Contender Series shot. And that's the one where I was like, I can make it. I just need to get this fight, need to get this win. And after that, you know, the rest is history pretty much.
Because early in your career, I mean, you had some, and two of the three guys that you've lost to have made it to the UFC. Miles Johns made it. Domingo Pilarte made it. Levi Mould probably should have made it by now. I mean, anybody who's beat you in this game has been a UFC caliber fighter. How hard is it to get the attention? And obviously the Dana White Contender Series has done a lot of favors for a lot of people. But before that came along, how hard was it to get recognized as a guy who's ready to be there?
Man, I felt like it was really hard to get recognized just because, man, I was fighting a lot of tough people. I never had an easy fight. Like, every fight that I've taken was hard fights. Just look at my losses. Like, my last two split decision losses were what you guys are on the UFC right now. So, I felt like it was hard. Like, I wanted to be in the UFC earlier, but, you know, things unfold the way they did. And actually, I feel like this is the perfect time for me to be into the UFC because I feel like my skills are at the best point they've ever been. So I'm kind of glad things happened the way it happened, but I'm just really happy that I got recognized.
So you fought four times in the last 2 years. Do you feel like you're sharp right now? Because obviously a lot of people haven't been fighting because of COVID, and it had been almost a year since you'd fought before you went on the Contender Series. Do you feel like you're as sharp as you normally would be without the normalcy of your schedule?
Yeah, I feel great, especially right now. I think it just made me train a lot more harder, a lot more smarter, especially with the COVID stuff going on. I was just blessed to be able to get on the Contenders and then be able to fight because a lot of fighters aren't able to fight. So for me at this moment, man, it made me realize that I had to be careful a lot better with what I was doing. I had to train smarter. Everything just took a little bit more precaution and also gave me a lot of time to hone on my skills. Like, I feel this is the best Adrian Yanez y'all are going to see, especially tomorrow night whenever I fight. So I feel like this has done a lot of great things for me, whether like the layoff has actually done wonders for me. It's helped me heal all my recoveries and helped me get better in all aspects.
You know, back in the days when I was when we were running the cage door, the Houston MMA scene just hadn't blown up yet. And then I remember when Daniel Pineda made it, he was like the first guy from Houston to really crack the big show. And now it seems like there's, you know, probably a dozen guys from Houston in the UFC. What do you think of Houston's fight scene overall as someone who started, you know, in the early 2010s, how it's grown in the last 10 years?
Oh, yeah, man. Good thing you mentioned.
Oh, did we lose him, Aaron? Adrian Yanez is our guest. He's fighting at UFC Fight Night 181. You can see it on ESPN Plus this weekend. I think we lost him for just a second. Should be able to get him right back, though. 11-3. His three losses, all decision losses. Two of them split decisions. This is a guy who's not been finished. We got you, Adrian. Lost you for a second, bud.
Okay, yeah, man. My bad, man. Walking around in Vegas. I don't know if I have good signal in Vegas, but man, it was a good thing that you mentioned Daniel Pineda because that's a guy that I really look up to. He made it look like it was a possibility for me to even be into the UFC. So that was really good, like just to see him make it. And also, you know, the Houston scene has gotten a lot stronger since Daniel Pineda made it out. Because Houston used to be not very strong in the MMA scene. Now you look at the amateurs, and the amateurs are freaking killing it. Man, they're freaking killing it. You see skills that back in the day that pros had. So it's definitely grown. It's definitely gotten a lot better. So, man, I just really love the Houston MMA scene as of now.
The guy you're fighting, Victor Rodriguez, 4-2. He's fighting out of Alaska, which doesn't have quite the developed scene that we have here in Houston. What have you seen on film about him, or are you a guy who even watches film?
Yeah, I watch just a little bit of film. I really don't like to engulge in filming because at least as of right now, man, I've known in like the regional circuit where we've gone into a fight, and then next you know, the week of somebody else is stepping in and fighting. So as of right now, I watched a little bit. I know he's a tough guy. He goes out there and tries to knock everybody out. So I'm ready for it. I just don't think he has the strongest resume. I've fought the who's who in Houston, in Texas, and even California. So I'm just ready to step in there and knock them out, man. I don't think he has anything for me because the last 15, as you said, isn't strong. And most of the guys that he's fought, like his best guy that he fought was the last guy. And the last guy, not to diminish his opponent, but I looked at his that guy's record and it was pretty terrible. Like it was terrible as in the guys that he was fighting was like 0-1, 0-2. So not the greatest record himself. So I just look at it as, man, it's a good fight for me. I get to make a statement in the UFC. So that's what I'm looking for.
So you're maybe the first time. I mean, I've gotten to see you a lot because you came up in Fury and in Legacy, but a lot of people maybe saw you for the first time on the Contender Series or haven't seen you at all. How would you describe your fighting style? What would you expect people to see on Saturday night?
Man, I feel like my style is like as a pretty much I can just boxing fight, like, and a Mexican boxer. Like that's pretty much the easiest way I can explain it, because and anytime you see me fight, I don't shoot in for takedowns. I just want to throw hands and. Like I just want to throw hands, and I really don't like to go for the takedowns, man. I just really like to stand and trade, and I want to knock people out. That's the way I like to fight, and that's the way I'm going to fight.
You know, we mentioned that two of your three losses have been split decisions, so these are obviously close decisions. What have you learned about, you know, the importance of finishing fights instead of letting it go to the judges?
I just always feel like the judges are my enemy, and that's the way I pretty much take it every single time I go into a fight. I want to get the fight. I want to finish the fight every single time I step in there. I don't like leaving it to the judges just because, man, I feel like those fights I won, but at the same time I can see where I lost it. I can see where I lost it and where the other judges would give it to the other guy. But I'm always feeling like the judges are against me, so I always want to go step in there and knock the guy out.
So, obviously, you're making your UFC debut tomorrow night. In your wildest dreams growing up in the fight game, thinking, man, one day I'm going to make it in the UFC, did you ever expect that you'd be making your UFC debut on a card where Anderson Silva is the headliner? How cool is that?
Oh, yeah, man, it's super cool, man. I thought it was like a crackpot dream, man. I would wake up and be like, man, that would be great to fight on the undercard or just like on the same card as Anderson Silva. And I would just look and think back and be like, man, that would never happen. That would never happen. But, man, like, to be debuting, like, if that, just debuting on the same card that Anderson Silva is retiring, like, this is set up for me to knock this one out the park, man. It's, like, it means a lot to me because, dude, this is some guy that we all idolize. If you're a fan of MMA, I'm pretty sure you saw an Anderson Silva fight that dropped your jaw. So it's one of those it's one of those things that it just means a lot to me. Just to be on the same card as Anderson Silva, it's the greatest thing that anybody could ever ask for.
How's your fight camp gone? Obviously, COVID is changing things up as far as, you know, how much contact you can have with training partners. You probably don't have the big classes you're used to. Probably access to a sauna isn't as easy as it's been before. Like, what's been different during this? And you know, how have you adjusted your routine?
Man, it's taken a little bit of adjustments, man, especially at the beginning of COVID. We had to shut down the gym. We actually ended up training in a little warehouse, just laid some mats down and got like, at the most 10 to 12 people. And we stay and we're in a group chat, making sure we know where we're at. And just in case we came in contact with someone in COVID, we are all like connected. Like, so we'd be like, all right, cool. You stay out for 2 weeks. Do you get better and this and that? Well, we've always kept like pretty tight quarters because, and we had big fights. We had, Jacob Silva, out of Houston MMA, like, out of Metro Fight Club, you know, was making his, Dana White Contender Series, fight. And then also Leomano Martinez also. So we all had, something to lose. So we were making sure that we were on point and making sure that we didn't lose our spots on the fight. So we adjusted very well in the training camp. You know, we had great training partners, so it made it easy.
What's the testing routine been like there in Vegas? Are you getting tested every day? What's the fight week been like?
Oh yeah, man. The testing has been great. Like, as soon as I landed, we get tested. We get temp checks every day. As soon as we landed a couple of days ago, we got tested and we got the temp checks. And then actually, after I get off the phone with y'all, like, I'm actually going to get tested again. And like, so we actually get tested before we leave. So all around, I've already had like about three tests. So I'll probably get my fourth one here come right after I get off the phone with y'all.
All right, that's Adrian Yanez, Houston's own, making his UFC debut tomorrow night, UFC Fight Night 181. You can see it on ESPN+. Adrian, congratulations on getting to the UFC, and best of luck in the debut, man. Hoping to see a lot more of you out there.
Man, thank you so much, man. It's a blessing. Thank y'all.
All right, brother. Appreciate it. Good luck tomorrow.
All right, we're going to take a quick break. Don't go anywhere. It's the Blitz on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5.
Boys wanna hate, I chunked up the deuce for the south and the north. Boys talking down, don't make me pull out the chopper. I chunked up the deuce for the south and the north. Boys talking down.
This is the Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
Ain't no mercy.
ESPN 97.5's Market Scoreboard Report, presented by Texas Citizens Bank.
Stocks closed off the lows today, but still suffered their worst week since March as big technology stocks led the market lower on earnings that were deemed to be disappointment. Rising coronavirus cases, worries about a slowdown in the economy all added to the dread on Wall Street. After selling off 500 points, the Dow finished down 157 to 26,501. S&P down 40 at 3269. The NASDAQ took the big hit today, down nearly 2.5% or 274 points to 10,911. The small cap Russell down 1.5%. Oil continued its slide, down another 60 cents to $35.57 a barrel. Little flight into quality in gold, up $9.70 to $18.77 the ounce. 10-year note yields moved higher on expectations that we will eventually see a rather large government borrowing to provide relief and stimulus to the economy. The dollar also moved up on the day in what was an otherwise difficult day for almost every asset class.
ESPN 97.5's Market Scoreboard Report was presented by Texas Citizens Bank, the official bank of ESPN 97.5. You're listening to a Veritex Community Bank Roadshow, live from 500 Golf Center in Beaumont. This is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 92.5.
Presented by Saturday Showtime Pay-Per-View featuring Gervonta Tank Davis fighting Leo Santa Cruz. Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we're back on The Blitz and just having a great time out here in Beaumont. Sharing dog photos with Cheryl and Jilly to see.
Super glue that back.
We're all doing the aw because ew, they're gross. All cute.
How you hitting them, AJ?
Hitting them far and crooked.
They actually, you can hear them over here, so that's a good sign.
Yeah.
Not like some of these people where it's like, whoops. Yeah. All right.
Everybody's impressed when it makes the sound. No one's impressed when they see where it goes.
But the good news is they're not really watching to see where it goes.
That's true.
Because, like, the guy over there when I was hitting him, and I hit, like, 50 of them to the right.
And you've seen the driver, like, my actual driver.
Yeah.
Is like, it's a big, it looks like a toaster on a stick. And I can hit the ball to the freaking moon with that thing. I have no control over where it's going to go, mind you.
Yeah, it could go to Venus.
But I can hit it a long way. This I'm just using a like a public club, so I'm not even getting as much juice as I normally would. But
yeah, like every one of them that I was hitting sounded like I was just smacking it, and 90% of them were coming off the heel and just going right.
Deanna, who's like a pro golfer, I'm over there smoking her. She can't even hit it. She can't even get it out in the fairway.
She is wearing heels though. It's kind of like I didn't wear my boots out here today.
I mean, I'm wearing boots.
I know that's part of the problem. All right, let's do the Zadok Jewelers Gem of the Day.
The Gem of the Day. It's the Gem of the Day. The Zadok Jeweler Gem of the Day.
All right, I need you guys to vote. I have
Should Fred do a mayonnaise shot?
No.
I vote yes.
Yes.
No.
Yes. Yes.
It's umaminous.
Keep your mom out of it. I have three possible gems of the day. You guys pick.
All right.
Well, we got to make sure that Granato hasn't already done any of them.
I'm sure he's done all of them because clearly all he does is like look at my show prep and steal my stories. So, I mean, you know, I admire that. Good artists borrow, great artists steal. So he's a great artist. But so I have an armed rooster killing a police officer.
That's badass.
Yeah.
I have a rogue planet floating around our galaxy.
That doesn't do anything for me.
And
unless it's going to hit Earth.
Well, I didn't. Oh. I'm not giving you all the details.
Okay, okay, okay.
I'm just giving you the teases.
Right. Tyler, how many guys in this area have a Pantera?
I already showed
tattoo?
Him my Pantera tattoo.
Are you guys
he
Pantera
knows.
Bros?
We fist bumped, and that's a badass Pantera tattoo.
Now, did you guys decide?
I have to say it is pretty.
Did
badass.
You guys both say, "Listen, I like Pantera, but I don't like the white power"?
We do
part
not.
Of
we
Pantera.
Denounce the white supremacy of Phil Anselmo.
Okay.
Do you
okay.
guys want to see my Night Ranger tattoo?
Yes.
Oh,
I
yeah.
I don't have one.
Ah, boo.
I don't have one. But I would love to have one because I love Night Ranger.
Fred just took his headset off in the middle of the gym of the
yeah,
day.
Yeah, well, he's having
he's,
coffee.
He's getting a coffee.
What's he?
So that way he
we
can
need a
charger.
Bucket of Coors.
Put mayonnaise in it.
Don't do that. All right. Anyway.
There's still an
that's,
hour
that's
of this to go,
that's bulletproof coffee
Fred.
If you do that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Mayonnaise.
The other story I have is about a guy who had to get his iPhone repaired and basically asked the repairman to not fix it because he didn't want his wife to get all the info out of it.
I think that's the best one.
You like that?
I like that.
Jilly?
Okay. Yeah.
Jilly's done that.
Well, listen.
Her DMs with Trey. Josh is like, let me see your phone. She's like, it's broken. It's she dunks it in the toilet. And like,
every other DM work. Is... Hey, it's Trey here.
Hey,
it's me, Trey.
Hey, Trey, do you like fire bushes, man?
You want to watch Dale Earnhardt get killed with me?
Yeah. He wants snuff. He wants to snuff with Jilly.
Well, Trey's passed
Trey's
out.
Making friends.
Look
no,
at Trey. He's got friends.
Oh, there he is. Hey, you can still stand up. That's
Trey, come over here and sit on Jilly's lap.
Yeah, you know what? I don't want to see that. I'm sorry.
Josh anyway. Gave you permission.
So, all right, here's just a thought, AJ. You might think about this. If your phone breaks, give the repairman $100 and a note and say, pretend it's unfixable so your wife can't check the call history.
It's a good call.
I actually think that's pretty smart.
And, did the guy do it or not?
Yeah.
He got the $100.
I think I've seen a picture
he
of
took
this.
The, well, no, he betrayed him. Yeah, this kind of sucks.
Well, obviously, he betrayed him if it's an internet article.
He took the $100, and when the wife came to pick it up, he told her the whole truth.
Is that Hunter Biden?
That is a guy trying to bang the wife.
That's huge Hunter narc. Biden.
What
it is a
terrible
Biden
person.
Move. Yeah, I kind of want that guy to die.
And he kept the hundo?
Yeah, he kept the hundo.
Wow.
What a
and the
terrible
husband came
dude.
Back, and the dude admitted he gave it to his wife. And, yeah, the guy became a little irate and started throwing things. I don't condone murder, but I'm pretty sure if you did that to me, you took my $100 and then ratted me out to the wife.
That's low.
I'm probably having one of my boys come and put two in your head.
That's pretty low.
Mm. Pretty and then, low. And then feeding you to the sharks in Galveston Bay.
You guys
dude, you guys, I can't believe how photogenic.
I like
well,
that you guys
I mean,
have
I believe
matching
you're photogenic.
Hair.
I can't believe how photogenic Trey is in that.
You guys have matching hair and matching bosoms.
Yeah.
Is that your natural color?
No.
No, it's not? Wow, you would have fooled me.
her hair color is red and orange.
Yeah, well, I'm going to
like,
say.
I'm shocked.
It's got to be Trumpish, right?
Yeah.
So what you're saying is Jilly could be Trey's mother.
Yep.
Let me see your tramp stamp. Does it say Doug?
Does it say Roger Staubach?
No, does it just have his number and jersey number?
Does it say, is it like, you are my center, signed Roger Staubach?
It puts the Dodger.
Yeah.
What are you doing drinking coffee, Fred?
Because I have to drive back after the show. I didn't get a place here.
You can stay with Josh and Jilly and
yeah,
Trey.
No.
Yep. It's gonna
somebody
be
has to
time.
Hold the camera.
What's going to happen is Trey will get drunk, and then I'll wake up with a sore ass. It's not happening. Can't do it.
Hey, do you like that, man?
Hey, Fred, it's me, Trey.
am I in?
Left turn.
Hershey Highway, man.
Don't worry. I'm not going to tell anybody about this, Fred. Your secret's safe.
Somebody says have the waitress Stacy take a pic with Juggalo Trey. I don't know which waitress is Stacy.
I don't know which one is either. Who knows?
Yeah, I can barely keep track of the people at the table.
By the way, Josh, we had a few people migrate back over to the ESPN 97.5 Twitch because they were pissed that you killed yours.
Oh, well, yeah, well, oh, again,
he's
what
trying
am I
to help
do?
The station.
That was over. I was over like an hour and a half on there.
Yeah,
he
can't
them.
Just have us staring at Jilly's jugs all day.
I mean, it was nice. I don't blame you. Yeah. But, I mean, there's only so much I can do. My phone was dying. Screw them.
Nudity's not allowed on Twitch, is it?
No, but bosom is.
Right. Huh. Like cleavage is.
Cleavage is, but not nipple.
Yeah, I mean, because she's like tastefully cleaved.
Yes.
That works on Twitch.
Or like the Playboy versus like, say, like, I don't know.
Hustler.
Penthouse.
Smut.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Swank.
Swank. Yeah. We're better than swank.
Have you ever, like, are pasties allowed?
I think so.
You could probably get a lot of bits if she showed up in some pasties.
Put on some pasties.
Jilly, put on some pasties for the bits.
It's all for bits, man.
That's right.
Bits all for bits. Bits.
Yeah.
Well, that's true. Trey could put on some pasties, too.
Yeah, get Trey to put the pasties on.
You know what's amazing? Is there still another hour of this?
Yeah.
Like, I don't mean that in a bad way, but I feel like I've been here since yesterday.
Well, you've been here forever.
And now it's
like. Are you feeling it?
Oh, God, yeah.
You're having fun.
Usually I don't drink a lot with you
by
guys.
By the way.
I got to drive home.
Yeah. There is a Cindy's 5 minutes away from 5 Under Golf, and they have pasties in stock.
That's good for Trey.
Do you guys
this
endorse
is a family establishment, Aaron.
Do you guys
we
endorse
can't.
The one gal that has the dildo shop?
We did, Beth, and I'm still friends
Beth.
With Beth, yes.
Well, because I endorsed that for a while, and then they were like, well, we're going to leave because Fred and AJ are going to do a bit where they talk to the dildo lady. And I'm like, well, I'm not going to talk to the dildo lady.
Oh, we did.
And you guys talked to the dildo
oh,
lady.
Oh, yes.
Yeah, you guys did. And I was like, well, screw them. Let them talk to the dildo lady. I got Texans to talk about.
No, I'm actually still friends with Beth. We had lunch a couple weeks ago, as a matter of fact.
With, like, dildos?
No dildos.
Anal beads?
No. Nope,
Foxtail?
Nope, none of that.
Cat-O-Nine-Tails?
All on the up and up. I mean, we have a very good relationship. Being
with anal beads.
A non-sexual
no,
relationship.
No, that she runs a sex shop, and I never have sex, so it's all good.
Poor Fred.
You know.
That lady thinks you look like Bradley Cooper. She can't believe you're not having sex. Now, she does think you look like Bradley Cooper found dead in a dumpster after 3 days, but.
No, I'm
Bradley Cooper at the end of A Star is Born.
No. Crip-
yeah. Oh! Oh!
That's probably right,
that's
actually.
Weak. That's awful.
No, that's probably
no,
true.
You ass. Spoiler alert. Spoiler alert, everybody.
He dies.
He dies.
And here, I'm the dog. I'm like.
And Fred looks just like him.
It's the saddest. The dog's just standing outside the garage, and there's Fred. He's just dangling. And I'm like, that's me.
Poor pup.
See,
I hope you're happy, Fred.
What?
You
just
did
that
this.
Made you sad because the dog was out there?
The dog, yes.
I like dogs, too.
That is the saddest part of the movie.
Me and Fred used to live in the same building like 7 years ago.
That is true.
It is, but I never met Fred.
Which I'm surprised because like
and
I,
now look at you guys.
Like we used to have parties at the pool every Sunday.
Oh,
I don't know. Everybody came down there. We all brought food and beer.
You
and
guys
alcohol and weed.
You just didn't know Fred then because he was bald and now he's not.
Now
yeah,
he's not.
He got that hair.
Tell
from
people
his
why,
back of
Fred.
His head.
Well, and you know what the cool thing is? Everybody keeps asking, "Can I see the hair? Can I see the hair?" And I'm like, "Yeah, you can see the hair." And you know what? It looks magnificent. I have the badass mullet, and it's all thanks to Dr. Linville. And guys. I was talking to a couple people earlier. If you're looking at your hairline and saying, oh, you can't do anything for me, believe me, if you'd seen what I had left, there was almost nothing. He took 2,451 follicles off the back of my head, put them in the front, and guess what? Now, you know what? If I want to go back on tour as a rock star, I'll look the part. I mean, yes, I'll be ugly otherwise, but I'll have the hair. And I thought about a bunch of stuff, and I finally went with Dr. Linville. I didn't want to do hair plugs. I didn't want to do wigs. I didn't want to do that kind of crap. It's my own hair. It's a neograft procedure. And I looked at his hair, and I'm like, he says, by the way, I've had this done. And I'm like, oh, my God, because your hair looks fantastic. He just wants to help guys. Guys like you, guys like me. Go to 975hair.com. Set up your consultation for free. 975hair.com. Get your hair back today. 975hair.com. Stand under me if you don't understand me. Had my heart broken by this woman named Tammy. But hope won't be hope, so I couldn't blame Tammy. Just talk to moms, told her she the sweetest. I beat the beat up. You gonna answer?
answer that?
To call into the HRNP listener line, dial 713-780-ESPN. ACA could be tweaked, reformed, or repealed in the future. But for now, employers must comply. Visit HRP.net for help.